When I went for my annual eye checkup, the nurse typed in my name and on the monitor every prescription I have ever been prescribed since birth popped up on the screen. I've only been going to this doctor for a couple of years, and I was curious how all this information was on my chart. This set off a wave of curiosity, so I did some investigating. Apparently, if you go to the dermatologist for a hit of Botox, although I prefer to fill out my wrinkles with Snicker bars, or go to the eye doctor for a vision check, nowadays all of your doctors have access to your prescription history, if you disclose it or not. I would understand if I was the victim of a police investigation as a doctor shopping drug addict, but I'm just a housewife trying to take care of my parts. Do you remember in grade school being threatened to make good grades and act like you've got some sense or it'll be put on your permanent record? I assumed that was a phantom threat, but apparently not. When I presented my Vic card at the Harris Teeter, it occurred to me, in my escalating paranoid panic, that the grocery store database has access to count how many bottles of wine and gallons of ice cream I have purchased for the last 10 years. For the record, I shop for my mother and father every once in a while, and why someone would think I'm buying that wine and ice cream for me and not for them is beyond me. That very day, I was pulled by the landfall security guard for lead-footedness. Their lights are green, not blue, by the way. As he entered my information on his car computer, it puzzled me as to what information this security guard could find. My driving record is perfectly clean. Well, not counting those 46 some unpaid parking tickets, and I was certainly not driving when I got those, as the record will show. Later that night, I called Domino's Pizza, and they asked if I wanted the usual. I was dumbfounded because I seldom order pizza. Apparently, my children have a more active relationship with the pizza place, and our telephone number has a history, a culinary reputation, so to speak. Maybe this is why I've never done Facebook or any online friend networks. I have never heard anything good that has come from Facebook. There is actually a Facebook defense that divorce attorneys use when people rekindle with their high school flings and dump their spouses. Prospective employers now ask for your Facebook password for a background check during a job interview. Eventually, they'll just call your doctors to make sure you don't have any unmentionable infections or undesirable afflictions. I have been paranoid about secrecy since the 6th grade when my little brother stole my diary and let everyone at school read that I had a crush on Mark Brooks. Since then, I have never written anything that shouldn't be discovered. I'd rather pluck out my eyeballs than keep a diary. Knowing that anyone with a computer can access my entire life, the next time I go to lunch, I fully expect them to shout, "Welcome to Moe's, it's time to refill your prescription."